Hello, everybody. My name is Alan LaGoc, and I'm your Adobe Youth Voices podcast host for this episode of CMYK, short for Change Making Youth Culture. Today, we have designers with us today, Stephanie, Angel, and Tiana.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tiana. Thank you for having me.
Hello, I'm Stephanie. I'm honored to be here today.
Hello, my name is Angel. I'm glad to be here.
And thank you all for being here. I understand that you all have been concerned about the amount of homelessness in our society. My listeners would love to know why homelessness is such a big problem today.
Homelessness is a big problem in our society because every day, every month, and every year, we see an increase in homelessness, and we need to somehow put a stop to it. There are too many people losing their homes and being forced to leave their homes because they're not getting paid enough.
So, listeners, as you could see, homelessness is a huge problem in today's world. I also know that you all have made a tagline for homelessness. Can you say it for the folks at home?
Our tagline, How We Help Stop Homelessness, is straightforward. We wanted our audience to think about how they could help the homelessness in their everyday lives.
That's right. I want everyone to know that they could help the homeless in some way. My listeners would like to know how they could fight homelessness today.
We believe that rehab for drug addiction and more housing permits would help decrease the number of homeless citizens.
So all we need to do, our part in helping the homeless. I know that you all have made buttons to represent your fight against homelessness. Can you all describe your designs and how it shows your concern towards homelessness?
My image on my button represents a safe, clean place to live that all people deserve to have. I used a line tool and a rectangle tool to make my shapes to show creative confidence. My design has a house, trees, the sun, and a pathway connecting to the front of the house. I used a different color scheme for each button.
There's many typefaces that I could have used, like Serif, Sans Serif, or Script, but I chose to use Helvetica because it was the most readable font. My design also has a house on it. I used repetition on the top and the bottom of my design.
I wanted to create a pattern in my design, so one of the principles I used was repetition and alignment. I used a different color scheme for each button to add contrast and white space for dimension.
So, as we know now, there is much that we could do for the homeless, but that's all the time we have for this episode. Thanks for listening to CMYK. Remember, CMYK stands for Change Making Youth Culture. This has been a podcast of Adobe Youth Voices. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram, AYV with us, and hashtag CMYK. Bye-bye!